So Vaughn, your name, defensive player of the month, first Bronco since Champ back in October of 06.
I mean, like I said before, you know, I didn't even realize it. You know, we've been playing good defense here. You know, anybody on the defense could have got it. And, you know, it's just a sign of the type of defense we've been playing over here at the Denver Broncos.
I know it's not an individual sport, but there's a lot of people saying, hey, this team could have the offensive and defensive MVP of the year. You and Peyton.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think of that?
Like I said, I haven't been paying attention to none of that stuff. You know, that's for you guys. You know, I'm just trying to play football and win games here.
What is it about you, though? A lot of people after that rookie season, they kind of go into that sophomore slump. You've been anything but doing that.
I think it's because, you know, I got a great coach and Coach Smith, you know, and, you know, I think he won't let it happen just like I won't let it happen. And, you know, we just taking it one day at a time, continue to get better every day. And, you know, if you're doing that, you're constantly making progress, I think, you know, you'll be all right.
A lot of these teams that you guys have played have come in, even though they're NFL teams, haven't had the greatest records. Well, now you got a team who just has one loss in the last five games. That was by just a point to the Falcons. This is a good Tampa, especially on offense.
Yeah, this is a great Tampa team. You know, they have a, you know, very good run defense, very good offense. You know, Doug Martin's been running the ball, you know, fabulous. You know, not just for a freshman, but I mean, not just for a rookie, but for a, you know, NFL, you know, back. He's one of the top guys in the whole, you know, league. So, I mean, you definitely got to keep your eyes on him. You just got to play football. That's what we've been doing this whole time. So, I figure if we can stick to, you know, our scheme, have, you know, a great week of preparation like we've been doing, you know, we'll be all right.
I know sights are set much, much higher, but to win this game, which would officially win the division, I mean, that's I'm sure it was one of the goals as you guys entered this season.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. You know, any NFL team out there, they want to win a division. And, you know, we're no different. And, you know, this will certainly be great for our organization, great for our team, and, you know, that's definitely one of our goals.
You often mention Coach Smith when you're talking about yourself. What has he meant to you in the progress you've made the last year and a half?
I mean, he's just great. You know, he's one of the best coaches I've ever had, not just here in the, you know, National Football League or in college or just period. You know, that's just the type of guy that he is. You know, even when you're doing it right, you're doing it wrong. He can always coach you on something. And, you know, I really appreciate, you know, his coaching. I really appreciate him as a person. And, you know, I'm grateful to have Coach Smith.
Vaughn, you came with a pretty good rookie class. Are you paying attention to what J.J. Watt and Alden Smith are doing? And does that motivate you at all to go out and at least try to keep pace with them?
I mean, of course, you know, those are my buddies, you know. But, you know, all that stuff is good. But I think winning games is a lot better than, you know, you got a lot of seasons to, you know, get the individual success, you know, with the team that we have this year. You know, who knows what, you know, what it might be later. So we definitely want to take advantage of the type of people or the type of play that we're playing right now. And just focusing on what's going on now. All the other stuff will come.
It's probably not a coincidence there. Those two are winning big as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, Alden Smith, he's a great guy. He's one of my close friends, not just, you know, in the football world, but outside of football. J.J. Watt's great. You know, from his whole foundation and everything, to dream big, work hard. All those guys are deserving of everything that they're doing right now. And, you know, I'm happy that they're seeing some success. You know, I just want to keep on playing the type of football that we're playing here with the Broncos and everything else to come.